Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the February 2016 update on Nora Ingalls Wilder fandom. This is an episode of Trundlebed Tales, bringing you Nora Ingalls Wilder, children's literature, and history to life. My name is Sarah Utoff, and I'm the creator and the force behind Trundlebed Tales, and in today's episode, we're going to look ahead at what is going on in Nora Ingalls Wilder fandom for this month. We do one of these every month. Then we also have a hour-long interview usually with someone on a subject of related topic. There's usually a half-hour episode of me talking about a particular subject related to Laura or social history or children's literature. And then we also have a Travel Times episode about people's favorite hobbies or places that they would like to travel. So this month, we are going to start that off tomorrow at 2:30 Central Time, where we're going to talk with the representative from the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art about Grant Wood. Grant Wood is a very famous regional artist in the area. If you're Laura trips are trying to take you through Iowa, you definitely want to make a detour to catch out the Grant Wood stuff. And he was a regionalist artist in somewhat the same vein as Harvey Dunn. And you can see Wood's paintings here in Cedar Rapids and in various places around Iowa, like you can see Dunn's artwork in Brookings, South Dakota. And if you have never heard of Grant Wood before, he is the man who did the American Gothic painting, the one of, it looks like a couple, it's actually a father and, supposed to be a father and daughter, but the old couple, the man in the overalls and the woman in the very plain dress, and he has a pitchfork and they're standing in front of a white Iowa farmhouse with a Gothic window. So that's who we're talking about, and that will be tomorrow. Then we are set up to go on Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, and that's going to be our annual Laura Ingalls Wilder on-air birthday party, and we are still looking for people to call in during that. The format's a little different. That's about the one time a year that I try and do a call-in format, just open it up to whoever wants to call in and tell us about your Laura story, about something unique about Laura and how you found out something that you do, whatever you want. We're looking for people to call in and talk to us about that. And then later in the month, we'll also be having a travel episode, but I don't have a date for that one yet. All right. Other than this podcast, what's going to be going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom this month? Well, since this is the 149th anniversary of Laura's birth, they are having some special things going on up in Pepin, Wisconsin, which is, of course, her birth site. On tonight, they are having the inaugural performance of the newly acquired reed organ at the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum there in Pepin. It's going to be part of their annual meeting, which is supposed to be getting started here in a few minutes, unless they had to delay for weather. And I have heard nasty things about the weather up there, but I did not check the Facebook page before I came on. So my guess is if you were going to go, you're already en route, but I hope someone will tell us how that went. Then February 6th, that's a Saturday, at 2 p.m. Central Time, Uptown Bills, which is a kind of little coffee club that is here in Iowa City. It was Mickey Rooney made a movie about Bill, the main character's life, and they've continued their efforts to support local music and people with special needs, as Bill had. So I went last year, and it was really fun, and I'm still not sure if I'm going to make it this year, but I sure hope so. Then again, on February 7th, we are having our on-air birthday party, and also on the 7th, at the same time, they're having the 149th celebration of Laura Ingalls Wilder's birthday. They're going to have a celebration at the birthplace cabin with hot drinks and birthday treats for people who come out. If the weather should be bad, in that case, they're going to reschedule on February 21st, but I haven't heard anything about bad weather for this weekend yet, knock on wood. And that's all going to be kind of a dry run for their celebration next year with the 150th anniversary coming up. Pepin especially wants to do some special things. So if you have any suggestions for them, I think they would be more than happy to hear what you think they ought to do in honor of Laura. I have not yet heard, I was going to try and get it found out today and I didn't, if the Pomona Public Library is still having their gingerbread sociable. I would be surprised if they weren't, but they have been having some issues with the library out there, so it is certainly possible that something had happened, so they weren't able to do it this year, but I hope that they will. And that is about all that's been going on this month. February tends to have a little spurt of events because lots of people like to have things going on for Laura's birthday anniversary. I myself do not schedule presentations this month just because I have had to cancel way too many of them. I had to turn down several again this year. Other people do events for her birthday, and if they are in the upper Midwest, good luck to them. So there may be a Laura event around your neck of the woods, whether for her birthday, whether you're in this area or not. So be sure to look around, check with the local bookstores, and see if there may be some Laura Ingalls Wilder event coming close to you. And if you find one out, let me know. I've got, there's a place to leave comments after my blog post, and I hope that if you find one, you can put a comment on there so everyone will know about it. And I wanted to, before we go today, this is, if you haven't checked out one of these before, we tend to be pretty quick on these updates because we're just kind of letting people know what's going on and then moving on to the next thing. But I did want to, since there wasn't a whole lot going on this month, I did want to remind everybody that they could find Trundle Bed Tales not only here on this podcast, but also the Trundle Bed Tales, the blog at trundlebedtales.wordpress.com, Trundle Bed Tales, the website, trundlebedtales.com, Trundle Bed Tales on Twitter, Trundle Bed Tales on Vimeo and on YouTube and on Instagram and on Flickr. So we try and be all over the social media as much as we can. We hope that you enjoy those things and that we will see you around real soon. Now remember, 2:30 p.m. Central Time tomorrow, I want to see you all right back here for our special program on Grant Wood. And on Sunday also at 2 p.m. Central Time, I want to have you call in for the Laura Ingalls Wilder On Air Birthday. And the phone number, if you want to go ahead and write it down for either of those, is 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. And you can also stream the episodes live, and you can also download them for free from iTunes later. So thank you for joining me for this episode of Trundle Bed Tales. And remember to brighten the corner where you are.